Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. I hope that we can be encouraged today by God's Word as we take a look at what He has for us here today. I do believe that it is God's will that we are encouraged and not discouraged through the trials and the tribulations that we face. The reality is, however, that we all face discouragement. We all go through times when we struggle with discouragement. And when that happens, I feel it's okay to acknowledge that we are in a battle and in a struggle. And I know that at any time there are those who are feeling discouraged, who feel that they don't have a good relationship or a deep relationship with the Lord. And when we go through those times, it is precious to be encouraged. And so I would like to look at a few verses that I feel can be an encouragement. I believe Paul refers to maybe a little bit of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, when he says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." And then he goes on to about Jesus being in us. And he says in verse 16, dropping down to verse 16, "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." The glory and the reward in eternity far outweighs the present affliction. It's okay to say that we're being afflicted, that we're struggling. That's okay. But Paul is telling us that it is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, something that far outweighs what we're going through at the present time. Continuing in verse 18, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen." So we need to take our eyes, our spiritual eyes, off these things that can be seen, the visible things, these things that are burdens to us or discouraging us, and focus on Jesus and that which is not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In Hebrews 12, it says, after this faith chapter, he goes on to say, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." So two things that we are encouraged to lay aside: the sin which so easily ensnares us, and also the weight, these weights that weigh us down and discourage us. And he tells us how. He's got the key here in verse 2, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." That is the key, to look unto Jesus. Verse 3, "For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Look unto Jesus and consider him and what he endured for us because of his love for us and his care. And then dropping down to verse 12, he goes on here and speaks about the discipline and the chastisement of the Lord. But dropping down to verse 12, he says, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. This picture of dejection and discouragement when the battle just seems too much and we feel like we can't go on, it's just too hard. He says, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. Make this path straight for your feet. Take these obstacles that discourage us. Remove them. Make straight paths for your feet. And he tells us why. So that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. See, Jesus is not upset with us if we're lame. He won't be down on us God isn't above us with a big stick, beating us if we find ourselves lame, but rather he's telling us in his word here to make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated or turned out of joint, but rather be healed. His desire is for us to clear the path and to make the path level so that what is lame and weak would not be made to stumble or turn out of joint or become worse, but rather be able to gain strength and to heal. In Matthew chapter 12, we have this quote that comes from Isaiah. And in verse 20, he says, speaking of Jesus, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. This bruised reed is a reed is a very fragile stalk that grows in the swamps. And a bruised reed is something that's so weak, it's just ready to fall over at any time. He's saying Jesus will not break a bruised reed or knock it over. And a smoking flax he will not quench. If our fire has died down to where it's just a little bit of smoking flax, he won't quench us. He won't put it out. But rather he desires that it would regain strength and become alive again. God's committed to us if we are his children. And if we are discouraged, he's not down on us or upset with us, but his love and his care and concern for us are as great as ever. And he will see us through if we can take our eyes off the things that are visible and focus on Jesus and on the eternal. In the Gospel of John, we have one more verse that I would like to read concerning this. It is in chapter 16 of the Gospel of John, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world, he said. In him rests all power and authority. In him we can put our trust. and he is faithful.